Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Michael Lomeka, who's previewing the upcoming Winter Dance Collection. Go ahead and introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
My name is Michael Lomeka. I'm an assistant professor of commercial and musical theater dance here at SEMO, and I am also the artistic director for the Winter Dance Collection, which opens this weekend.
And I am so excited to hear about that. Could you tell me a little bit about that performance? I know it features both professional and student choreography.
Correct. There are three student choreographers on the program, and there are three professional faculty slash guest artists on the program as well. This is our main stage show for the dance division, basically, which also incorporates musical theater and theater students if they'd like. We have an eclectic program. We have musical theater numbers on there. We have ballet. We have hip hop. We have contemporary and jazz.
Awesome. I've been in R&P once before.
Gotcha.
Where some of those kind of dance classes showcase some of the things they've been working on. Would you call this a bigger version of that or something else entirely?
I think it's a hybrid of both, really. There are some pieces that we did work on in class, but some pieces that were just independent of academic schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rehearse at night, usually between 5 and 9 o'clock, alternating pieces. We started rehearsing, I believe, in like the end of October.
Right. Yeah. That must be grueling. I mean, if you've got a full day of classes, then a full night of rehearsal.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of setting our artists and dancers up for the professional world, because that's what they'll be dealing with after graduation.
Is there anything specific you'd like to note about the performance?
No, I think we're just really championing the eclectic program, and there's something for everybody. And also just coming out to their video spotlights in between numbers. So you get to meet the dancers, you get to meet the choreographers, you get to meet the design tech students. So you get a different insight into the process, which we hope the audience enjoys.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that done before. Is that new?
It was kind of born out of necessity. As things happen. So I think it's coming together really nicely as this is our tech week. We have three dress rehearsals this week, and we open on Thursday, February 5th at 7:30.
February 5th, 7:30. And then I think the 8th has a matinee show?
Correct, at 2 o'clock.
Right. Could you tell me a little bit about the different styles that will be featured? I know you talked about ballet and hip hop. What goes into choreographing and kind of setting those pieces?
I think we're, as artists and choreographers, I think we're struck by different things. It may be a life experience. It may be music that we're interested in, or it may be a genre that we just naturally gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for this piece called Eclipse, it's a bit more urban. It's a bit more songs you would hear on the radio. So I think everybody kind of has their own methodology in terms of inspiration.
I don't think I have any more hardball questions, but I do always like to open up the floor to my guests to talk about their programs, anything that really inspired them along the way, or any fun stories you might have.
Well, I'm relatively new here at SEMO. This is my second semester. And it's just interesting, you know, as you go to different institutions, seeing how they function and how divisions kind of interact with each other or don't interact with each other. And I've really enjoyed my time here and seeing how, especially at Dobbins and HCAM, we're really collaborative. That's something that you don't always get. And I am grateful for it every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a wonderful sentiment. I love how out here at this university, in my very brief time as well, just how much communication there is between different departments and different branches, especially
Absolutely.
In the arts.
Especially in the arts. You know, we tend to have an, I don't want to say attitude, but we definitely have a point of view, you know, so it's just learning how to navigate that with other artists who have their own point of view. So
right.
I think a lot of it, of course, has to do with mutual respect, right? And communication and listening.
Yeah, the cohesion of like left and right brain mentalities kind of has its like perfect middleman here.
Absolutely. And, you know, celebrating differences.
Well, thank you again so much for coming and speaking with me.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and like always, I will see you next time.